Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market wrap up. And with just a few minutes left in trading, we did see the earlier gains. Corn and wheat reversed. Right now we have December corn at 469 and a quarter, down 0.75 cents. March at 488 and a half, down 0.75 cents. And May at 499 and a quarter, down 0.75 cents. Soybeans, dropped kind of noticeably, and that's what reversed the corn this morning. January beans at 13.57, down 19.5. March at 13.75 and a quarter, down 17.75. May at 13.88 and a quarter, that was down about 16.5 cents. Again, the market got close to that $14 level, and it attracted selling pressure. If we get another bounce back into January, back into that 1380 area, I'd be very cautious that we could see the market move back lower. January soybean oil at 52.72, down 71. January meal 438.50, down 350. March crush at 136.75 was up 25. Wheat in Chicago a little bit better. March at 584, up 1.25. March Kansas City 6.24, down 1.5. March Minneapolis at 7.29, down 4.25. January rice at 17.30 was up 20. December cotton 79.71, up 237 on very low volume. March at 80.78 was up but 9. So again, that December contract is coming into delivery, and we can probably expect a little bit of undue volatility. February live cattle at 175.32 was down 75. January feeders 227.20, down 113. February hogs 71.67, down 65. December milk 16.35, down 5. Orange juice at 417.20, that was up 140. Crude oil 76.91, that's down 86 cents. Yes, Martha, we were trading at $73.75 earlier today as the market plunged, but we have bounced and come back considerably, which may prove to be a bit of a warning sign for the bears here. January diesel, $281.59, down about 3.5 cents a gallon, while unleaded at $218.32, down 2.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas bouncing, we're at 303. That's up 4. We did trade as low as 296 earlier in the session, which is a new low for the move. Gold, $2,010 an ounce, down $11.80, noticeably off the highs of 2028 earlier. Silver, $23.99, now down 23 cents, also noticeably off its best levels of the day. Dollar is recovering. We're at 103.94. That's up 38 as interest rates are moving a little bit higher. Stocks drifting higher in low volume. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 35,267, up 179, or about 0.5%. S&P 500, 45.60, up 21, or just about 0.5%. NASDAQ Composite, 14,302, up 102, or just shy of 0.75%. Interest rates were higher on the day. The 2-year at 4.91, up 4 basis points. The 10-year at 4.41, up 3 basis points. And the 30-year at 4.54, now unchanged on the day. There will be no markets trading on Thursday. There will be abbreviated sessions on Friday. There will be no DMOs either day, nor podcasts. So this is Sterling Smith from sunny and chilly Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you on Monday.